2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, when we're working in business, cleaning is not always cleaning. We assume that vacuuming a floor is vacuuming a floor, or cleaning a phone is cleaning a phone, but in all reality, there's much more to it than that. I have had cleaners before who I could only put down to being really visually enhancing my office as opposed to actually cleaning it, which is incredibly frustrating and doesn't actually do what we need it to achieve. We are joined today by Marcello. He is with a company called Hygienic IT, and despite how it sounds, it's not about dental equipment. It's all about keeping things clean. Marcello, welcome.
Thank you.
Hygienic IT. Rather than leap to an assumption here, you better tell us what you actually do.
Well, look, Hygienic IT was developed by two co-founders, Andrew and Brian. They saw an opportunity of creating this business where people don't really think of, like cleaning and sanitation of IT equipment. Mm. We all have a computer at home, we all maybe dust it off a little bit, but we don't really think exactly what's going into a computer or into a keyboard or even into a printer. You know, it's not just about the computer, it's who using it, how healthy those people are and the use of your equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So they developed this business called Hygienic IT. And the concept is we come on a monthly basis and we service your computer in your office for you and your employees. We clean and sanitize and we take all the little messy things that come into your keyboard and we strip it all out and we vacuum it all out. We clean and sanitize and we protect you against any antibacterial infection disease for up to 30 days. We can also provide you with a product that we develop ourselves, which is a hand sanitizer that protects you for up to 8 hours a day.
Right.
If you go into any shops, you're not going to find anything just like it. They clean the bacteria and instantly, 99.9%. Yeah. We actually have that for 8 hours.
I must confess that knowing I was having a discussion with you today, last night when I was at home, I turned my keyboard upside down and tapped the corner of it on my desk. I was horrified by the googlies that came out of this. There was bits of skin and eyelashes and bits of paper and all sorts of things. I think there was a bit of biscuit in there, all sorts of things and were indescribable. But it wasn't like a little bit. It was a heap. And it was just disgusting. I had to go and literally clean my desk just by tapping my keyboard upside down.
That's correct.
And that keyboard I've only had for maybe 6-8 weeks because my other one broke. So it's not like I've even had it for years and years. Granted, I spend a lot of time at my keyboard, but my hair's usually up. I do have a shower in the morning, and I'm working, you know, in a reasonably small office. It's not like I'm sitting on the end of a freeway, haven't washed for a month and whatever. I mean, and it was disgusting. So what sort of things are in there which can affect my health or the health of somebody else sitting at my keyboard?
The thing is this. A lot of people think that when they catch the flu because somebody sneezed on them or because somebody coughed next to them, but actually it's not that. You contract an infection disease by touch. I don't have to touch you to pass you my flu. All I have to do is just pass you a pen and you will contract with flu.
Because, of course, if you've got googlies on the pen, you give me the pen, the googlies are now in my hand, it's not like I've got a chew on the end of the pen.
All you have to do is just touch it.
Just touch it. And then, of course, it's on my hands. And then my hands, I'll touch my hair or I'll wipe my face or I'll do something.
That's correct. There is also another thing. When we sneeze, even though we sometimes put our hands in front of it, we need to realize that a sneeze travels between 198 to 220 kilometers an hour.
So can you why you've got to shut your eyes so your eyeballs don't fall
out.
Correct.
Got it. That's the only action that you do in everyday life, that you shut your eyes. You cannot sneeze without closing your eyes at all. So imagine the power of the sneeze, the speed. I mean, you don't even got that fast with your car, right?
No, those droplets are going to go
That's right.
miles.
But it's not right there and then when you get your infection. It's when it lands on the surface and you're going to touch the surface, then you catch the infection.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work in an office environment, you've got more than 4 or 5 people working in there, sometimes one of your colleagues will touch your computers for any particular reason, or maybe they borrow a pen from you, or perhaps they use your stapler, or they use your phone. It can be many reasons why they come to your station, and that's where you contract the diseases. And it's not even when they have physical flu that you can see they have the flu that you're catching the disease. It's actually when they come back from it.
They're feeling better, soldiering on with Caudril, and yet they're kind of still highly
infectious.
That's correct.
For the next 2 to 3 weeks, they're still potentially infecting other people in the workplace. That's what we call absenteeism and presenteeism. The absenteeism, yes, can cost money to a company because the person is dead, he's not productive, he's not getting the numbers up. But it gets more unproductive when they come back from this period of sick leave and they spread those germs all around the office.
You see that so often, that I'm sick and then the receptionist is sick and then the boss is, and it does, it just goes round and round.
It goes around.
Daycare centres are the worst for it. And that's why I say, for goodness sake, keep your child at home. But we, as adults, we don't. We take a pill. I mean, the whole marketing campaigns are around the fact that you could take, you know, soldier on with Cotterill. Everybody knows that jingle. They've had it for years. It's that you can take those pills and you can, you know, your nose stops running, your head clears, and you can go to work and do your day. But that doesn't actually stop you being infectious. It just stops you feeling terrible yourself. You've still got those viruses and those bacterias and everything within you.
They're still incubating for the next season.
Fantastic.
And for the other people. But it's not just about physical health, it's also about mental health. Think about it. If you've gone home today and you see your home as a mess, how would you feel?
I do, I find it's a bit stressing. I work from home as well. So.
But I'm sure you agree with me, when you go into an environment where it doesn't look so clean, it frustrates you a little bit, doesn't it? So imagine when you go into an office that you love your job. Let's say you love your job, but you go into an office that is not so welcoming because it looks dirty, it looks, you know, grubby, and that it has affected you mentally, because yes, you love your job, but you don't like to go to work because of the environment. And what that leads to, people getting frustrated and angry, so that creates a bullism. So you got people who bully and people who get bullied. And that creates also affects mental health. So the whole concept is cleaning. It's not just wax on and wax off. It's about all things together, you know, and a lot of people don't really connect the dots, how far cleaning can go. I've been in the cleaning industry for almost 20 years, and I created a passion on cleaning. And when I was approached by Hygienic IT, I found there was something I thought about, you know. IT equipment, you go into ATMs, you don't know how many people touch
that. The printers in a common space will be another one.
Yes.
You know, there's really sort of three spots that people touch continuously over and over and over again. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I had a discussion with a person that says, I don't really touch the printer because I use my computer to print. But we got to realize the paper doesn't magically flow to your desk. You have to physically get up and go and pick up the paper.
So, and often the printer is in a little room or in the corner of an office where the airflow is not that fabulous anyway. So if you've got goop in the air, it's going to stay sort of kind of there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, into the cleaning, that just, you know, I don't touch this, I don't touch that. I would say we get sick by touch. We don't get sick because someone just
sneezes
on you, right? So that's why Hygienic IT was created. We're doing pretty good on creating awareness about cleanliness and sanitation. Sanitation is something that a lot of people also take for granted. Everybody goes to supermarkets, they buy hand sanitizer, they squeeze it on their hands, they clean, they kill the germs 99.9%, and you think you're fine. But one thing people don't realize is the length of protection just right then and there, just instant. It's not prolonged to for a length of time like you do with sun cream. When you get a sun lotion into your body, it tells you on the body, it protects you for 3 or 4 hours, depending if you're going to water or not. Hand sanitizers don't provide you with that protection. Mm-hmm. They only tell you it's instant. We developed two kinds of sanitation products. One that we use on IT equipment, which also has an anti-static component. So when you turn your computer back on, you don't get electric shocks. And also we created a hand sanitizer that protects you against germs for up to 8 hours.
Okay, so like the RAID residual killing sort of kind of thing, when you come into contact, it continues to deal
with
that?
It continues to deal with that. Now, our hand sanitizer is alcohol-free. There is no alcohol. It's all moisturized-based. Let's put it this way. Alcohol evaporates, moisturize penetrates, right? So that's the concept pretty much. So that's why it lasts so long, exactly like a sun cream.
Just thinking about an application of your hand sanitizer, I don't catch public transport very often. I don't like the idea of public transport. Everybody touches everything, except for us to run on a train so you can, you know, listen to your podcasts or do whatever on the way in. The amount of people who are sneezing and coughing and carrying on and touching this and their you.
Let's not go that far.
But I mean, if you had your hand sanitizer on, yes, then you can effectively, safely, mentally hold on to the rail or the grip,
okay,
and not be too worried
can
about
it. Can I ask you something?
You're going to say, tell me something horrible,
people,
aren't you?
How many people do you know you got? They're going to the gym?
Oh, icky, yuck, no.
Yes. That's another environment that high hand sanitizer will be useful for.
But they say, take your towel, wipe it down, but it's like, ooh, yuck.
Not many people do. Look, I was a member of a gym until not long ago. Unfortunately, I found out two things that were terrible that put me off from going to this particular gym. Once I found out that cleansers will only get there three times a week, and this gym is open from 5 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. Number two, they don't implement the use of towels on their equipment. And that sort of kind of put me off, because at the end I think, what about people's health? Are you promoting health through the gym, but yet you only do 1% of what you're actually promoting? Mm. Because you're not protecting people against other people's sweats. Okay? Mm. You don't know what kind of disease I'm carrying, or you carry, or if you don't carry, you might contract it. You know, we want to avoid all this. And health, if you look in the last couple of years, is one of the major issues that we found and is promoting heavily on social media, through businesses. You see auto health practitioners. You see a lot of health products going out there through use this product and makes you healthy. These all natural shakes and this and that. We're promoting health on all sorts of angles. So, you know, it's for me, it's, it becomes really important for two reasons. One, because I stopped smoking, I put on 14 kilos, so it becomes really important for me. Two, also because I realize how important for me, being a family man, I have a daughter, I have a wife, how to protect them to the best I can against things that can carry you to a path that you don't want to have, like a serious disease or even a terminal disease. Yeah. I supplied my product to a mum whose daughter was just clear from leukemia, and she was quite happy to use my product because that protects her daughter from any other infection disease. And the referrals I got from this one was fantastic. Mm. But it's a lot of things involved. It's not just about cleaning.
No.
It's not about works on and works off.
When I was growing up, we were in the dirt, digging in the garden, running about like a lunatic, and we didn't really get a lot. There's so prevalent, it seems to be, some of the illnesses that our children have these days. They're allergic to this, they're allergic to that, there's asthma, there's all these things. That generation's gone through the area where we sanitise the absolute everything out of every surface, so they've got no immune system, because they didn't build up any germ resistance. Well, so now, of course, we've got an environment where we've got to continue to protect these people against that, because we created them to start with.
Well, look at it this way. Our generation is a little bit different. Now everything is about marketing, is about quantity, not quality. Even the food we eat is not the same what we used to eat when we were kids. Mm. And playing the dirt, that doesn't mean that we were dirty and we contract diseases through dirt. Actually, we build our immune system much, much stronger than what I have today. But today, even the nutrients that we eat, it's not the same nutrient that we used to have before. Mm. Some of them are genetically modified, some of them are more watering, and the pesticides and the chemicals to improve the growth and all this. We don't receive the same nutrient that we used to receive 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm.
So our immune system is much weaker and compared to, you know, when we're young, when we're kids. So, you know, we're more vulnerable to certain infections and to certain diseases. And that's why we have to take some supplements now, vitamin A, vitamin C, D, E, you know, because the nutrients, the food that we eat, it doesn't have all those nutrients 100% like we used to have.
So that's what hygienic IT can do in an office space, to start to, I suppose, remove some of those pathogens that have the potential to impact.
That's correct. You have cleaners because you want to live in a healthy environment, you want to live in a clean environment, and especially if you are a clean person, you want to live in a clean environment. And hygienic IT is another step forward to protect your health. We don't guarantee you're not going to catch the flu tomorrow, but definitely is one extra barrier you can get through our product and services.
Fantastic. So if we want to take that extra step as a business, or at least have you come in and have an evaluation of our space and what can be improved in there, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
Well, the best way is to send me an email on marcello.s@hitos.com.au.
Okay.
Or otherwise, they can get in touch with me through via phone by calling my office number at 625-7765.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry if it doesn't go through straight away, it goes, it gets diverted to my mobile afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Marcello with no H, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-O, as in the instrument.
That's correct.
Brilliant. Not to be confused, you add an extra H in there, won't get you anywhere.
But also, look, I offer free demonstration and quotes. Normally, demonstrations are about $60, but for throughout the end of the year, it will be free of charge. Mm-hmm. I will come to you no matter where you are. I'll travel all around WA if I have to. Not only I give a demonstration and what I do, but I also show you the value and the benefits of it.
Fantastic. Brilliant to talk to you. So do they can jump online with you? You're happy to grab a coffee, have a chat about how it might work for them?
Sure.
So just drop you a line. Fantastic. Thank
Not
you
a problem.
So much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.